Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
A story comes out that piqued my interest about ivermectin. And of course, a host of online posts like, hey, I put ivermectin and my skin cancer disappeared in a couple weeks. Please, people, do not believe what you read online. Although I will tell you there were texters in anticipation of your arrival today, Sterling, that said they believed that it saved their sister from COVID. And of course, that's when it really came to prominence, other than being used on animals and farmers being aware of it. There was a moment where people thought that ivermectin would be the cure for COVID. So what is happening now with pharmacies either distributing it or not? And the FDA has not approved it, right?
Absolutely. That's correct. And good afternoon. Thanks for having me. First of all, happy birthday to Drew and happy birthday to Steve's mom, right?
But, he's been listening today.
But it's, you know, ivermectin is one of those drugs, and it's one of those words that's a hot button issue, and it's really packed and it's loaded with a lot of other context, right? And really that's what's going on here. What we're seeing is sort of emblematic of this current ebb and this current flow that we see in the political climate, where it's like colliding with healthcare, right? And I heard Jeff Copen, my colleague from Lake Forest, talking with John this afternoon, and there's such a public health element to this that I want to make sure everybody understands. There's so much conflict that's really embedded in this whole issue, because to your point, FDA has approved ivermectin. I want to be very clear with the listeners. Ivermectin is an approved drug for use in the United States of America. It's approved for use when a physician prescribes it based on a good faith examination and a determination that there's something going on that merits using ivermectin.
And what would that be? Because I only read that it's parasitic worms. Is that what it's used for?
Yeah. Ivermectin is a drug that's used to treat parasitic infections, right? We treat them in patients that have an ongoing parasitic infection. It's been used in patients who are dealing with cancer, because very often when we treat your cancer, we're using drugs that are going to affect the way your immune system performs. And when that happens, you can be sort of, you know, at greater risk for different infections. And so one of those is a parasitic infection. We call it an opportunistic infection. And ivermectin's been used in that scenario. It's sort of been the impetus for studies that have looked at using it in cancer, right? And as we're reading that article, that's one of the things that's referenced.
So what happens now? Because it seems as if there are many states that are saying, hey, it'll be available over the counter, or you can get it with a doctor's order. And they obviously, as this drug seems to be a big political divider, they seem to be all Republican states versus Democrat-run states. So what is the scoop? And should people be... There must be stuff online that people are reading that they believe it to be a natural type of drug for something other than parasitic infections.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff that they're reading online, and they may be reading some of these, you know, quick snippets of reports of some of the findings that we've looked at. You know, we use drugs often for reasons that don't have a full FDA approval. We call it an off-label use. It's always when the physician is evaluating the patient and saying, look, I think this may have some benefit for you and there's some research, but it's really under the guidance of a physician and the watchful care of a physician. So what we've got here is three states and another 13 with laws in the bill to law process here. To your point, all of them Republican-controlled states who are essentially writing laws and saying a pharmacy can sell this over the counter, despite the fact that the federal regulatory process doesn't yet allow for that. So it creates this real conflict for a pharmacist. And it's one of those things, you know, we actually are educated in law related to pharmacy, and for licensure in all states and anywhere that licenses a pharmacist, you got to pass a law exam. And one of the basic things they teach us is conflict of law. And this is a classic example of what you've got here with that. You've got states writing laws that are in conflict with some of the federal components here. And whenever that happens, we're always taught you you interpret to the more strict law. And I would think that what most people from this article are doing is saying, well, the federal regulation from FDA is what I'm determining to be more strict. And so it's causing most pharmacists to hold back from providing these things as an over-the-counter option.
So not available. I mean, I bought it at Farm and Fleet when I needed it for an animal. But those aren't pills. And what is being prescribed through the pharmacy are pills, correct?
Well, number one, that's correct. And number two, the availability for you at Farm and Fleet for the animals on the farm is a different type of product that's out there in the marketplace. And it's not uncommon to see different packaging of medications provided in different ways.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for weighing in on this, because I found it of interest. And again, with everything, there seems to be a political division, and I don't understand why. But
I don't either. But it there is in this case, and quite frankly, you know, it's really a danger to public health. And it's just something that I think we all have to be very thoughtful about, because every decision we make in life has a consequence, right? And I think we're starting to see some of that layered with complexity here.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sterling.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon.
Dr. Sterling Elliott, pharmacologist at Northwestern Medicine.